Hi there, and welcome to episode number 200 of Song in a Chat. All right, with your host, Pete Pascoe. Yeah, that's me. Here I am, after 200 episodes. Wow, I seriously just blow me away. Can't believe it. It's a good feeling, I can tell you that. And it's a good feeling because I really didn't know whether I was going to get past episode number one. There you go, true story. What's pushed me on to do it? Well, let's see how it all unfolds, shall we, this episode. If you've been here from the start, thanks so much. If you just arrived, thanks so much. If you're somewhere in between and you're popping now and then and see what the mad piano player's up to, what's he been writing lately? Thanks so much. All right, I think it's time to roll the intro music. Here we go. And yes, sirree, welcome back for another dose of Song in a Chat, the podcast where I like to try and put you in the shoes of a songwriter, let you know how it feels particularly to write a song. More than that, delving into the process without even slightly trying to sort of, you know, undo the mystery behind the whole thing because, well, a couple of things, I'd be just wrong and I'd like to see someone try. We touch on it, 200 episodes, you betcha. It's all a mystery, it really is. The plot of each podcast episode's a mystery because I let the song lead the way. All right, this song for the 200th episode, I was wondering all day what it was going to be, and I was flicking through the books, and I thought, hey, I don't think I've ever featured One Thing We Know from the Man in Blue album. I thought, really? I looked through the lists and, yeah, nothing there. I wonder why. And I thought, now, there's no time like the now. All right, thinking back, I remember I wrote this song all the way back in 2010. This is song 552, people. And it was in between piano students. And I had the time free. There was no contract as such, so my time was my time. Well, the contract was I taught for those 30 minutes and then switched over into songwriting mode back then. And I loved it. It was great. And I found myself thinking a couple of things. Here we go. I found myself thinking about my own young family, because I had a young family right then. And also, I was thinking about the young students as they're running around outside, making a heck of a racket, as they do. Did I make that much noise when I was a kid? Sure, I did. Anyway, it made me think about them. So I started writing the lyrics for them, yeah? So, although I was writing for my children, from my perspective, I was already getting outside myself and thinking around me. And it really came to me really strongly, the feeling to do something about it. So I wrote it. I started with some words. I can't believe you're growing so fast. Eyes on the future. You're free from your past. Loving your life is the thing you do best. Doing what's right and forgetting the rest. So that's what I had. And I thought, yeah, it seems alright. Let's see where it takes us, eh? I think it's time to roll a version of One Thing We Know. I'm going to have a crack at singing it tonight. I've been doing a bit of snorkeling the last couple of days and, oh, it makes me so relaxed. Have you ever done that? That's great. Getting down underwater, as soon as you can see with a face mask on, everything changes. Even better when you can kind of breathe and you just cruise along and you're in another world. And I come out of it feeling incredibly relaxed and, yeah, I'm sure it's good for me. Voice has dropped about 4 octaves, so. Okay, let's give it a crack, people. One Thing We Know. Here we go, rolling. I can believe you're growing so fast. Eyes in the future, you're free from your past. Loving your life is the thing you do best. Doing what's right and forgetting the rest. One thing we know, one thing we know, one thing we know, is to let it all go. As I look through your eyes, I remember opinion. Await the surprise and the bell will be around. Always imagine the best you can be. Take what you know and the rest you will see. Cause one thing we know, one thing we know, one thing we know, is to let it all go. Inside me, I don't know what this life's gonna be. I fear nothing, one thing we know. Cause one thing we know, one thing we know, one thing we know, is to let it all go. Next thing you know, heaven may grow. Cause one thing we know, is to let it all go. One thing we know. Rightio, so there we have it, one thing we know. I hope you enjoyed that. I did. It was really nice to rediscover that song. I see it's written in 2009, right. Here we are, 2024. What's happened in those intervening years? Well, a fair bit. Well, I can tell you exactly. If you want to know what I've been up in those last intervening years, which has been, well, in the last couple of 100 weeks, you can check out my blog post if you like, and there, in great detail, is a whole lot of art and music, and including a lot of the art I've done over the years. So, if you want to check it out, I'll put it in my show notes, www.petepascoe.wordpress.com. That's it. Can't believe you're growing so fast. Eyes on the future, you're free from your past. Loving your life, it's the thing you do best. Isn't that great with kids? They really just love the moment. They're lost in whatever game they're doing. You know, as an adult now, and these youngsters, I'm thinking now about being at the primary school where I still teach as a piano teacher all these years later. One or two, when I'm walking about, hey, Pete, how you going? Give us a wave, which is incredibly nice, you know, have that bond. Most of them, I'm an adult, and they're racing past, and they are, you know, whatever they're doing, they are chasing lions. They're you know, just on another planet, and kids do that the best. Doing what's right, forgetting the rest. Absolutely, all the rubbish that it seems to be learnt behaviour, a lot of stuff that goes on. I think kids, you know, like there is all sorts of stuff in us inherently, for sure. But I think a lot of things that go on come from learnt behaviour. There you go. One thing we know, third time, lucky. Magic 3, one thing we know, what? Let it all go, and then you can get in the moment. That was the gist of what I was saying. And when I started writing these words, I didn't know that. It wasn't till that moment that, one thing we know, I'll repeat that, cool, is let it all go. Oh, wow, nice, okay. And that's how I feel, it's like a little surprise. As I look through your eyes, I remember being young. Await the surprise, the bell will be rung. Yeah, it'll just all happen. Always imagine the best you can be. Best thing you can do. Might as well imagine the best. Take what you know, and the rest you will see. So, saying, don't worry about the unknown. Just get on with it. One thing we know, etc., is to let it all go. And then this, in the bridge, I sort of a bit of confession time. Yeah, I went within. I hear voices inside me. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know what this life's going to be, but I fear nothing. I've often thought about that line since, I fear nothing. Well, not sure if that's absolutely true. I would fear lions at the door coming in. Wouldn't be too good. You know, dragon on the roof, not too good. Sure, but look, I'm an optimistic kind of guy, yeah? And I hope for the best, and I live accordingly. Rightio. One thing we know is to let it all go. One thing we know, the punchline at the end. Next thing you know, haven't we grown? How? By letting it go and living in the now. So that is the gist of the words I had for one thing we know. Just pop that back up over there. And I got to think, you know, now, blame my own trumpet too much. I thought that was a nice bunch of words, some nice straightforward concepts, but I liked the way they flowed easily from one to another. I don't think there was any sort of sudden jolts, only the change in person, I guess, in a way when I went more confessional. Yeah, I hear the voices inside me, don't know what this life's going to be, it's nothing special, etc. I fear nothing. Laughing because, living in faith here. I'm trying to figure out the. I just played it for goodness sake, you know. And it's incredible, isn't it? All those notes, one after another. It's a nice feeling. It is, you know. 200 episodes in. What's nice? I've absolutely again and again said, writing a song is nice. Why? Like being on holiday. I'm in the moment. What's also nice is this podcast. Why? Because like in half an hour of holiday each week booked in, crossed with some sort of live gig online. It's been so much fun. Really has. All right, onward, Peter. I picked that key, not this key, or this key, or this key. This key here. Because I knew it was a nice, warm key, E-flat. And then I rolled through. Oh, yeah, there's some colours. You know, so at this stage, you sort of, to use a painting analogy, because, yeah, I'm a painter as well, I've just sort of put in some colours on the palette, yeah? Which ones belong together, I think I'm going to use, yeah? Red, blue, yellow, yeah, primaries. Purple, maybe, yeah. And so I started out with the key chord. Okay, this is, you know, the root. This is where it all starts, that chord. And I went, I can believe you. I can hear it going to here. Growing so fast. Logic says it's got to be. Eyes in the future, you're. Ah, oh, here we go. Free from your past. Let's do that again, eh? Living your life is a thing you do best. Mm-hmm. Doing what's right and for. Okay. Getting the rest. And speaking of mystery memory. Ah, ooh. One thing I've noticed on these podcast episodes, I would have intentionally caught, is when I have had a, apparently what's the wrong word, and not blocked it, it's led on to something. So what I say, the memory, and what I was trying to say with was mystery. So maybe the little hint I gave earlier on to the muse or whatever it is that wanted to look into a mystery, the mystery side of it, and then they've gone, is there a they? Well, apparently there is. And I'm looking right at some lyrics of mine on the wall. Imagine ears and eyes of ages drifting down through time. All right, so having said I wasn't going to try and unlock any mystery, I think there's a possibility that memory is a key to accessing what we perceive as mystery. And sometimes you say it with just art, like this. And speaking of snorkeling, it feels like really, it just feels like that feeling of being underwater, that. Oh, that. And also in the TV shows when it was easier to follow, when it went backwards and forwards in time, yeah, the old wiggly screen had happened, you knew exactly what had happened, changed. These days they don't give you that key. But that's worth saying, hey, there's, I got something to say. I'll go back to the chord I know, because one thing we know, and straight down again, I am going again. One thing we, oh, but this time I'll turn it around. No, one thing we know is to let it just go back to the mystery. And that was the chorus, quick as you like. Well, that was the verse and the chorus. So the chords are used in the verse, and we're in this order. But in the chorus, all I did was start it out the same, but the last two I changed the order, and then I did it again, and that let me just sit on, allowing the listener to sort of think about, digest what's gone on so far, and perhaps, you know, imagine what's next. As I look through your eyes, whose eyes? Ah, I remember being young, await the surprise and the bell will be rung. So doing something like, writing something like this song was really, really quite moving for me, because I realized a couple of things. I was writing a song about youngsters, but I was probably writing it about a younger me as well. And at the same time, yeah, I was writing it from someone who was just a little bit older than he used to be. Looking back, and now as a parent, things change when you're a parent. And I kind of feel like this song sort of has just struck me now. Maybe it documents that sort of, document, is that the word? It's a document, that moment in time when you realize as a parent, oh, hey, something shifted in me. I'm feeling like, look at these young ones coming through, yeah? It was definitely that sort of feeling, and it just sort of flowed on from there. I had just a bit of an instrumental that. Just really quick, very close to. But instead I walked the bass up with F minor, this one, and I walked it up a counter bass to A flat, and it just gave you that feeling, hey, come on, it's a little bit of, come for a walk, yeah, come for a wander, yeah. Again, I don't know if I'm going to say anything, but I've got a feeling it's a good idea. In fact, I am going to say something. I could hear, or literally I could hear. And it's funny, I hear voices inside me, all right? I hear the voices. I do. It's the wildest thing. Clear as a bell. Day and night. Happens now and then. Makes me jump out of bed in fright, I can tell you sometimes. Sometimes it's an orchestra out of the blue. I hear music. And I don't mind admitting that. It's just the way it is. And it's the wildest thing. It's a comforting thing. It's all sorts of things. And, you know, something I just don't take for granted. I don't know. It's going to happen tomorrow. It's been happening all my life, and I feel really lucky. Better just go a little bit quiet and tune into that feeling, because it gives me this sort of, I hear voices inside me. That phrase. I heard it just before it happened, if you will, in my head. And that made me think, oh, pretty similar. I don't know where this, oh yeah, life's gonna lead, life's gonna be. So that whole, the first one, second one, third one, was real quick. I feel nothing. Because one thing we know, One thing we know. And then to let it go. Give it the high one, eh? And then last of all, you know how I walked it up in that quiet section, that boom, 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 boom. You want this bit? Well, I echoed that at the end, perhaps a little bit unexpectedly in the chorus, because it's leading to a new thing that one thing we know. And next thing we know, that next thing we know, haven't we grown? So I mucked it up. It's the whole song is really quite similar, and the chords don't sort of vary too much. I stayed with the primary pretty much, a couple of minors in there. And on the piano, there is a tendency to just wander all over the shop, and that is good and fine. With this song, it just felt like there was a simple message. And I wanted simple music, please. And that is what came through, I think. Yeah. So in terms of wandering all around the keyboard, yes, you can shut your eyes and... And you will often find, well, I often find, what I come up with is... inevitably related to what I've just been doing, yeah? Could be a song, yeah? So if I'm going to write another song, I'll change key. I've never done that before. That went to key of D. To G minor, I have done that change, but not in 3-4. I changed meter. Wait, what? The other one was 1-2-3-4. There's 1-2-3-1. Yeah? So because that's come through, I'm not going to block it. Let's just sort of see where it leads. It's just instinct that took me there, right? I can stop because it was going somewhere good and I thought there was a wrong choice of colour, if you like, wrong chord of key, trunk, wrong choice of chord. What have you got now? That, yeah. And then, like a little trout in the river, with a little flick, it's gone. But the great thing is, I just recorded that. That can become a song. The 200th episode, I'd like to come up with a big thing. Here we go, to sum it all up. I'm not going to, but I'm just going to draw attention to something that I think is probably one of the biggest things when it comes to writing songs, you know, if you want to do it. Or do anything creative, is get your notebook out, write it down straight away. Otherwise, just like that little trout in the stream. Have you ever seen a trout in the stream? Huh, it's good fun. I'm doing some fly fishing soon. That's going to be so much fun. I love observing the trout in their habitat. That is, you sneak up on them and look at them. And if you can sort of get them out and about to have a look, totally unaware that you're there, and you can watch them. Just observing nature is a great thing. In terms of a creative thing, there was an analogy for what I'm saying about the trout disappearing, like sand between the fingers, etc. Observe it and write it down. And write down your version. This is what I do. I write down my version of what I'm seeing. We all perceive things differently. That's the way it's supposed to be. I'm sure of that. And if we write honestly with our pen, you know, none of us are going to sit down and write the same sentence. It's the magic of being human. It's a million miles away from AI, and you know, that's just random algorithmic stuff based on the real thing. And I just think that would be better left out of the creative field. Just the way I feel. Yes, it's probably got its place, and I can see it's here and all the rest of it. You know, I'm a traditionalist. I'll hang on to that for sure, and just love what I'm doing. Because why? That's what I know. Yeah. One thing I know, just going to carry on, and I'll evolve as an artist as I have. And you know, who knows what's ahead of me? I don't know what this life's going to be. I don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up. We'll have to wait and see. All right, I think that gives you a little bit about how a song can come together. There was a happy accident there on a change key, wasn't there? The beginning of something new. If you're writing something and you're not 100% happy with it, don't worry, just move on, let it go. Yeah, let it go. It's all about it's fascinating to me how the creative process is so, it just mirrors the human experience, and that is because the human experience is a creative one. So I figure my motto is, might as well create something good, or try to. All right, we've reached nearly the end. What I'm going to do, I'm going to finish up with the album version, Man in Blue. Sorry, off the album, The Man in Blue, that I recorded way back in 2014, just in my home. And it's the first time I set up a kit of drums and really had a crack at recording them, what I thought would be properly. Had in mind the Elton John band. They should be in the Hall of Fame, those guys. Brilliant. And produced it as such. You're about to hear myself on the vocal piano, keys. Alan Brooker on bass guitar. Ash Dawson on guitars. Dan Jew on drums. And none of these guys had had a chance to listen to it beforehand. What we recorded was what we got. And it was a bit of fun, I can tell you that. A bit like this podcast episode's. What we record is what we get. And what have we got? 200 episodes. Woohoo! All right. Okay, without further ado, this is Pete Pascoe signing out for now. I'll be seeing you back for another episode real soon. And, here's the album version. Hope you enjoy this as well. Thank you very much. Good night. Bye-bye.
I can believe you grow so fast. Eyes in the future, you're free from the past. Loving your life is the thing you do best. Doing what's right and forgetting the rest. One thing we know, one thing we know, one thing we know, is to let it all go. Your eyes and remember being young. Await the surprise and the bell will be rung. Always imagine the best you can be. Take what you know and the rest you will see. One thing we know, one thing we know, one thing we know, is to let it all. Life's gonna be. I fear nothing. And one thing we know.
Yeah, I'm still here. Are you? I hope so. Hope you enjoyed that. One thing I noticed, I took it up a key and played it faster. This key, I can't believe it came. I can't believe it grew. Because I changed it to E. Because I thought it might suit the guitarist. There you go. You don't always have to do that sort of thing, but I just thought it might be an idea. And I think, maybe it worked. You might have given it a little bit of a lift. I did love recording it. I love the outcome. I can bleat on forever, can't I? I often do. I can listen back to my songs and recordings and listen back with people I work with and what I come up with. And, mistakes are always going to be there. That's all good. It's all a joy. It's good fun. And I'm happy to listen back. I'm happy to look at the paintings I've done and just enjoy it all. We might as well. Hope you're having a great week. Catch you next time. Pete Basco signing out. Bye-bye.